This is Rediscover Live with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on pure gospel. Amen. That's all we need, the pure gospel. You know, because the more pure something is, the more potent it is. And so, anyway, Hebrews 13 and 9, do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. You know, yesterday I was just talking about how Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Because from the very beginning, the battle has been over the truth. Because Jesus said the truth sets you free, and therefore we can infer that ignorance keeps us bound, keeps us in darkness. This is what Satan does, is because he knows that it's the truth that sets men free. And so he does everything he can to deny the truth, to distort the truth, even to destroy the truth where he can. Of course, he can't, because, you know, truth is eternal. But anyway, 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. And the Amplified, the heading is apostasy. But the Holy Spirit explicitly and unmistakably declares that in latter times some will turn away from the faith, paying attention instead to deceitful and seductive spirits and doctrines of demons, misled by the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared as with a branding iron, leaving them incapable of ethical functioning. And, you know, that verse is saying quite a lot, but that we can, you know, as human beings, we can get to the place where our consciences are seared. And when something is seared, it becomes hardened, it becomes insensitive, it becomes desensitized. And did you know that there are doctrines or ideas that originate in hell and are promoted by devils and even sadly taught by men? Lies like there is no hell, judgment, or life after death. And it's important to understand that a lie told well or told often does not become the truth. Freedom is found in the gospel. Romans 16 and 25, now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. And the ESV, now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil knows that only revelation brings revolution. And so, hell does all in its power to sow doubt and unbelief, along with actively attempting to censor, cancel, or contaminate the pure gospel message. If they cannot deny or destroy it, they will even try to declare it. Again, it's important to understand that, but it won't be a pure message. It will be compromised, twisted, watered-down version, which will ultimately lead you astray. Acts 16:17, she followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. Now, this was a demon speaking through this girl. And you might say, well, if she was telling the truth, isn't that good? But you know, the problem is that, you know, this lady was telling fortunes. And, you know, I do believe that there's, to a degree, you can discredit the gospel by what you stand for or who you associate with, and it's important that we're discerning in that regard. You know, unfortunately, you know, this girl was under the control of a demon spirit who, while on a surface level was speaking what was true and that they were servants of God, that spirit was leading many people astray, and people were paying to have their fortunes told and to really, in essence, open up their lives to the demonic. And so this is why the Bible says even angels of darkness masquerade as angels of light. So what is the pure gospel? It is a message void of agendas or additions. There are no GMOs, genetically modified opinions. It's a message that is delivered in a manner that points to Christ in Christ alone. And so in the final minutes of today's teaching, I would like to deal with the first point. The pure gospel is firstly Bible-based. Galatians 1, 6 to 9, no other gospel is the heading. And I like that. You know, I think that's very relevant to what is being said. There is no other gospel. And so I'm going to read it here in the NIV. I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we've already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. So from the very beginning, there were those who sought to preach another gospel. Paul used an even stronger term, accusing them of attempting to pervert the gospel. These are very strong words. And, you know, in light of this, it's important, therefore, that we are mindful of how we give this message to people and that we are mindful of not misrepresenting the gospel and that we give the gospel in its purity to our generation. Because a pure gospel is a Bible-based gospel. Many people so wrap the gospel in their culture that it becomes unrecognizable to those outside it. So again, it's important for us to deal with this message in the manner, you know, that it demands, actually, because again, this is God's word, and it's important that we don't try to change it to fit in with our culture, our generation, or, you know, what happens to be popular at this present time, but that we tell that old message, repent and believe the gospel. Amen. So it's turn from sin, turn to Christ in faith and repentance. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.